I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, we are looking at surviving a lonely lockdown. So I'm looking at all of you guys who have been isolating on your own and might have been struggling or might have been loving it. But I've got the lovely Ovi Soko to tell me how he's been coping. Welcome back, Ovi.
I've been coping, making sure I'm staying in contact with my loved ones via calls, Zoom, FaceTime, you know, just regular calls, text, whatever it is. But there's just more time now, I feel like, for all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Zoom's been an absolute godsend, hasn't it? Like, I wasn't even really familiar with it before isolation. And now, like, I'm on it every day.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll definitely have at least one Zoom a day. But no, it definitely has been a godsend, I think, to keep everyone connected. And now, because, you know, when you're in a house so much all day, I feel like you have more time to call people that maybe you haven't connected with in a while, or you haven't reached out to in a little bit, that you always sort of meant to, or it just sort of gets away from you.
That's a good point, isn't it? Like, I think a lot of us are just sort of dwelling on the negatives of this, like, oh, I can't see my mum and I can't see my sister. But actually, we have got more time on our hands, haven't we? And it means we can reach out to the people that we've been meaning to have that coffee with for months, or that person who we might have lost touch with but is still, like, a super sick person.
No, it is. It's really dope. And I think even now it forces people to do something that we don't do a lot. And that's have, you know, some sort of in-depth conversation with people, because you know you're not going to be able to see anyone for a little bit. You know, so now to hold conversation for more than 5-10 minutes, you're probably going to have to be talking about something of substance, or else you both get bored. So, yeah, it's really good. It's good.
I do think, like, although there's never a good time for a global pandemic, obviously, please don't take my words out of context here, the fact that we have got Zoom and FaceTime and Netflix and everything, like, we are in a rather privileged position, aren't we?
No, we are. I think if this pandemic was sort of to have hit, I don't know, like 15 years ago or something, it would have been totally different. And it could have been a lot more difficult in certain ways. But you know, just given the technology that's around now, I feel like we're still able to keep connected. People are still able to work, you know, somewhat from homes as much as they can and adjust, which is cool. It's just a positive out of it, really.
Are you hot where you are? I'm sweating me tits off, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been warm. The weather's been great. The weather has been absolutely great.
I can't decide if that's been like a real positive thing and I'm thrilled about it, or if actually, like, I'm just sweating me tits off and everyone else thinks because it's sunny, lockdown's over and they're all pissing about outside on the beaches.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Everyone needs to stay safe, man. Be smart about it. Be smart about it. Obviously, the sunshine is very... you know, enticing.
It's appealing, isn't it?
Oh. It is appealing, but, you know, obviously, you know, go for your walk a day, but, yeah, just be smart about it so that we can all move out of this period sooner rather than later.
That's it, isn't it? I think, Ovi, I should tip my hat to you. I'm not really wearing one at the moment, but if I was, I would do it. I've been isolating with me fella, and it's been going well. He's really nice. I'm very lucky. But we've had our little moments. But I do feel really grateful that he's here, and I'm sure everyone else listening to this probably thinks, I've had a couple rows with me me mom or me partner or whoever they're isolating with, but ultimately we're glad we're with someone. Like, I reckon if I'd been doing this on my own, which you have predominantly, I'd be like Tom Hanks off Castaway and I'd be talking to like inanimate objects by now. I honestly think I would. I'd be fucking naming me Melons Wilson and having a chat with him about stamp duty. And I would. That's how mental I would have gone. So I want to know, like, have you had any moments where you have just been like, Jesus Christ, this is hard?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, when lockdown first kicked in, I feel like it went from 0 to 100 real quick. Do you know what I mean? And just the fact that everything had to immediately be put on hold, that kind of, yeah, that was probably a bit difficult for myself. But I don't know, like, I genuinely just tried to get over sort of those negative thoughts or negative periods, you know, sooner rather than later. I try and work my way through them, you know, faster, and just try and see, okay, even in this difficult situation or the shitty time, okay, how can I make the best of it, and what can I take from it? What's good about it? Because there's always something that you can benefit from every single situation, I think.
So you can learn. It's
just to learn, yeah. So it's just, you know, I just try to quickly get into the frame of mind of, okay, what can I do in what can I still do in lockdown? Yeah. And, you know, the more I focus on the things I still can do and how I can still be effective and I can still enjoy myself, and, you know, because if you look to the positive side, then you'll see positive. You know, and that's just what sort of helped me. But, yeah, I've definitely had my little moments. And I'll have funky days, even these weeks or whatever. I've gotten into a nice routine, but I'll still have a day where I just feel like, you know, just funky, shitty, and I don't know why. Just, you know, and that's cool. Like, what the hell, man? We're all human, so you will have days like that. But it's just to try and, in those down days, just, you know, try and get the right hat on and just be like, all right, well, what can I take from this, or what good can come tomorrow? And then tomorrow, work your way out of that shit.
That's it. I think you'd be human if you didn't have down, like, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have down days, Ovi, and didn't have moments that creep up on you. It's unavoidable.
but that's another thing, though, just knowing that everyone is literally going through it. Everyone goes through it. If their day wasn't today, it was probably 2 days ago or last week. So, you know, knowing that everyone else is going through it, like, it's normal that you won't, you know, necessarily be feeling over the moon every single day.
Taking a step back from it and realizing that whatever you're feeling is temporary, that's what, like, such a good way of looking at it, because I can sometimes get bogged down. I can be like, oh my god, everything's shite, I'm gonna be in me flat forever, and get so dramatic.
No, it's just, man, but we all do that, and we all have those days, you know, when you're feeling like that, it is normal. But yeah, just try and see things on the bright side. Call someone, call a good friend that you haven't caught up with, and have one of those mad 3-hour long talks that, you know, you just don't tend to have time for anymore. You know what I mean? Put your feet up on the wall and just talk for hours, you know, just, you know, use this time to do stuff like that, which is really nice.
How have you been spending your time, Ovi? Have you been glued to Netflix? I really wanted to ask if you've watched The Last Dance. Tell us what you thought.
No, it's amazing. I think The Last Dance has been really, really great for basketball, obviously. I think it's done wonders because it's brought so many eyes to the sport just out of curiosity and just because of the story. It's a beautiful story. So I think it's brought so much attention to the sport and made a lot of people curious, which has really been nice. And I've obviously enjoyed it because I've learned a whole bunch of stuff about Michael Jordan that I never knew. So, you know, I mean, just as a basketball player and fan myself, that's been really nice.
What I was so shocked, like, I knew very little about basketball, obviously, as I admitted earlier, but, you know, Michael Jordan, like, you'd have to be living under a rock to have not seen Space Jam, to have not, like, learned about age on and everything. But the person who like really stood out for me in that was Scottie Pippen.
I knew it. Everyone's got such a soft spot for Pip. But understandably so. He is. I just love the whole dynamic. You had him and then you had Dennis Rodman, who's like a wild boy. But it's really cool to see that sort of documentary, because I can relate in certain ways to these kinds of characters and teams I've played with, or you know, guys that I've been on teams with. So it's really cool, man. It's really dope.
You can almost identify and relate to the dynamic that was between them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, 100%. Like, and it shows how much they needed each other, even with their differences. Everyone had so much value to bring to the table, and it wasn't just the person that everyone, you know, pretty much worshipped. It wasn't only Jordan that made them great. You know, it was everyone being themselves and you know, bringing their own goods to the table. So,
yeah.
What have you been watching?
Stop changing roles. That's my job.
What have you been watching on Netflix? What have you been watching?
So, oh God, everything, mate. So I watched The Last Dance, and it wasn't just because I knew I had you on my podcast. I was super interested anyway. Everyone was telling us how good it was. I fucking fell in love. Yeah, that's it. Fell in love with Scottie Pippen and that silky voice, man. Fucking yes. Just loved it. Absolutely loved him. And Michael Jordan's work ethic, like, he got me fired up, mate. I've done nothing for 2 months, but I felt inspired to do something. Just listening to him.
No, hey, it's one of those ones, like, hearing about someone work that hard, it's always motivating. I don't know how much I would actually want to push myself that hard. Like, that sounds a bit... I don't know how much I would actually want to be in this position, but it is very motivating to hear.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you watched Ozark?
No, so everyone keeps talking to me about Ozark, but I've heard, and like I'm really embarrassed to admit, I like instant gratification. Oh, so yeah, if something doesn't make me interested straight away, chances are I'm longing it off. But everyone's told me that's a slow burner, so I've been hesitant about it.
No, I get that. But then that was like, what was the name of the one with the, what's the series with the White Walkers? I should know this.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. Like, yeah. So everyone was telling me about the Game of Thrones and how it was, you know, amazing or whatever. I don't know, I tried to watch it twice. And it was terrible. But then I gave it a third shot and, you know, it ended up being pretty good after I gave it a chance.
Third time lucky.
Look, lockdown is time to give shows a chance. We have nothing but time right now. Give these shows a chance.
I tried to watch Game of Thrones because me and my dad, like, we love, we're quite geeky. We're nerdy. I'm not isolating them, this is a while ago, but we love anything with a dragon in it.
I'm not gonna lie. I love that. Yeah. I love, like, medieval stuff. I love dragons. Yes. I love that shit.
Yes. Well, we love dragons. So when I heard about this Game of Thrones thing, I was like, fuck, this is like our jam. Yes, Dad. So I sat down to watch it with me dad, and there was just so much shagging in it. And, like, it's so uncomfortable to watch shagging with your dad.
There's a lot of action in there, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I watched, what was it? The Last Kingdom. I used to watch that with my mum. I watched that with my mum, and there was a bit of action on that one too. That was definitely one.
Is that the Viking one?
It's yeah.
I
watched the Vikings, and then I watched the Last Kingdom. Those two are really
okay. Good shouts. I'll give them a go. I'll add them to my list. I've been watching a lot of shite last week. Actually, normally I have to watch good stuff. Like Erkan likes a good masculine series for him to get his teeth into. But I've snuck a couple of trashy, quite women's ones in. I watched Selling Sunset. Have you give that a go?
Selling Sunset.
Yeah, you won't like it. You will not like it.
I've heard of that one though. What is that?
It's been around a bit, but I think, like you said, like a lot of people are given shows that they weren't giving a chance, that they were too busy for, sort of a chance now. And this is from the maker of The Hills, which I just absolutely loved back in the day. And it's just such trashy, compulsive viewing. Like, the women are so brilliantly bitchy. They're selling these amazing, like, £40 million houses in, like, the Hollywood Hills. Like, oh, it's just shite, but it's so watchable. If you're either looking for some watchable shite, give it a go.
Well, I know. I'm going to definitely keep that one in mind. I'll keep it in mind. Because, like I said, I'll probably watch more stuff that I wouldn't typically watch. That's what I said at the beginning of lockdown. I was like, man, everyone should try and figure out at least one thing, like a new hobby that they really like. I think that could be really cool to do during this whole period. Do you know what I mean? If there's just try different stuff every day. Just go on Google, little stuff that you can do in your house, and just try and find a new hobby. Right.
Have you found one then?
I tried the harmonica.
Yes.
I'm shit. What else have I actually tried? Well, video games. Now that's I'm sold on that. I've just tried cooking different stuff for me. I've tried cooking different stuff. It's not always worked out. Tried to make a pizza, burnt that shit. Yeah. Absolutely, almost torched the crib. I try new foods. I'm trying to eat really healthy at the moment. Trying to eat healthier. Mm-hmm. Trying.
Key word there, trying.
key word there, trying. So yeah, it's all been pretty fun. I like doing the preparation and all that stuff. It's cool. It takes up time. It's therapeutic. Yes.
I totally agree. I've been cooking loads in lockdown. Like, I fell in love with cooking last year when I did MasterChef. And I found that...
Oh, I'm jealous of you. I want to do MasterChef.
Really? Should we do a job swap? You can do MasterChef and I'll do Bake Off.
Yes!
But yeah, it's such a great way to, like you say, to kill time, to calm your mind. And like, it's lovely to have that real physicality of seeing something you've made in front of you. That's what I love about cooking.
Yeah. No, it's a real, real sign of accomplishment. So I think a good mix between me being able to do my little workout and cooking some stuff. Hey, I've accomplished a lot every day.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just a bonus. If I get anything else done.
You honestly have, though. Like, I think everyone's been a little bit too hard on themselves during lockdown and comparing themselves to all these fucking so-called perfect lives that they see on Instagram, where women are like doing sunrise yoga and doing like Zoom calls with 20 of their closest mates and learning to play the cello and speaking Dutch. It's all too much. Like, I think we should just...
That was fucking hilarious. About learning to play the cello.
That laugh is excellent. But yeah, I just think we should be soft on ourselves. Because
what you're saying is so true. It's so true. That's why I like your Instagram too. I really like your Instagram. Because it's really important. I think it's even more so for ladies, it's really important to be able to maybe look up to someone or see a role model. That's just themselves, do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Not every day that you have to be dressed to the nines. Like, you know what I mean? It's not every day. Those days happen, and it's cool to dress up and like that. And but you don't have to hold yourself to that standard 24/7. Like, I love it. That's too much stress. That's thank really you. Dope, man. I appreciate you for doing that. It's really important. It's good.
Oh, now look who's giving the compliments over. Yes! This is
beautiful. You a compliment.
I'm loving it. yeah, I just think this has been a hard time for everyone, and we shouldn't add to that stress and pressure by like comparing ourselves to what everybody else is doing. We should just find things that work for us. So as well as the cooking, as well as the training and the little Netflix, have you found anything else? This show is called Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. And I want to know what your secret to surviving lockdown on your own has been, because I bet there's loads of people out there doing it who want to know how you've been keeping so...
Meditation in the morning.
Go on, Ovi. Hit us. Meditation. Yes. What else?
Yeah. No, it's like just take 10, 15 minutes every morning before you talk to anyone, before you check your Instagram, before you check an email. Just 10 minutes. Only for yourself to sit in quiet, make yourself coffee if you want, and listen to some positive motivation or affirmations, or write down a list of positive things about yourself that you like and just read over them. Try and just find that peaceful and quiet time to start your morning, because I feel like that in itself sets the tone for the rest of your day. Do you know what I mean? It puts you in control of how your day is going to end up going. Because if you can start off by putting some positivity in the bank, so to speak, now, if you do see a text that makes you feel a bit shit or you get some bad news, instead of going from zero to negative 10, you've already gone up plus 50. So now you might get knocked down a little bit, but now you're still at plus 30 because you've already set the tone for your day. So I think that for me is the biggest secret.
Woo!
I think everyone should do it. Yeah, yeah. Everyone should create that time for themselves.
You don't know this, right? But like, you're so insightful. Get on this. I had my life coach on a couple of weeks ago, Bill. He's great. He helps me make sense of things. And his top tip, right, no other than I, for dealing with like lows or any dark moments you might have, is what he calls like, it's power hour. And it's first thing in the morning when you wake up, refusing to allow any negativity in, like through social media or the news or whatever it may be.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's taking that time to set your tone for the entire day. So meditation, working out, whatever.
Whatever it is that you want to do, but you need to stay in control of the tone of your day when you first wake up. Because obviously that's when your mind is most receptive and whatnot, when we first wake up and then just before we go to sleep late at night. So making sure that you can pretty much mold your life how you want that way. If you're able to get into a routine of consistently doing that every morning, now all of a sudden you've molded your week into being a positive week. And a week can turn into a month.
Well, Ovi, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And I really hope you've enjoyed yourself as well. You've been so honest, so open. You're just such a lovely man. I'm going to stop fangirling you now. It's too much.
Oh, thank you, Vicky. You're an absolute superstar. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well,
I appreciate you.
Right back at you, buddy. I'm going to let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. Whether you're going to be like meditating or like kissing your poster of Michael Jordan. I don't know. It's up to you, babe.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Thank you, Ovi.
Right, guys, that is almost it from me this week, I promise. But if you remembered at the end of part one, like I always do, I played you a celebrity secret. And I was wondering if you'd remembered and if you'd guessed who it was.
Basically, whilst everyone is out exercising and cooking fucking banana bread and doing whatever they're doing, I am spending the majority of my time drunk.
Any guesses? It was, of course, the lovely long-haired Lothario himself, Pete Wicks. I mean, with a voice like that, I would like to think he's all bloody guessed it. It's a little bit distinctive.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed today's show. I know I did. If you are enjoying Vicky Patterson, The Secret to the Series, make sure you subscribe, you click the link, you leave a review, you tell your mates, do all the things you're meant to do with podcasts, because I'm really enjoying making them. And I hope you're enjoying listening to them just as much. So stay safe, everybody, and I can't wait to speak to you next week.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.